Stargazer, 1929. Agnes Pelton, Oil on Canvas. The striking color contrast may be what first drew your attention to this work, and understandably so. In the lower third of the canvas, vivid reds and oranges give way to gentler pastel blues, making up a sunset on the distant horizon. This band of brilliant light and color is sandwiched between the dark hills of a desert landscape below and the inky darkness of the night sky above. The deep, deep blue of the sky, so rich it is nearly black, is only broken by a single, brightly shining star. And in the foreground, backlit by the sunset, a chalice. Or maybe an orb? A sculpture, perhaps? Or maybe something else entirely. Regardless, this abstract shape boasts colors of pale blue and rich purples and pinks, only adding to the vibrancy otherwise enveloped by shadow. Now, you may already be aware of this fact, but there is a common misconception about this painting. If this is news to you, can you guess what it is? Here's a hint. It has to do with the name of the piece, what it refers to. No, not the abstract shape in the foreground. While it could be interpreted as an artistic rendering of an eye or a telescope, that is not where the misconception lies. Neither does it break the proverbial fourth wall and name you as the stargazer, though that is closer to the heart of it. Any ideas? It is neither you nor the abstract, chalice-like object that the title refers to, but the star itself. The star is the one doing the gazing. Assuming, of course, that it is a star at all. Is it not odd that in the expansive desert depicted here, empty of all human-made structures or lights that might encroach on the falling dark, that only a single celestial body is visible in the night sky? Even considering the dying sunlight on the horizon, surely more stars, more planets, more galaxies must populate the heavens. Surely the gentle light of dusk is not enough to block out the rest of the sky. Unless that one bright, maybe a star, centered in the upper third of the image, has snuffed out all other lights around it. All across the vastness of space, the better to observe the details revealed by the fading light of our sun. The details of the Earth and everything upon it. Everything and everyone. Gazing upon it all. Surface-level things, yes, of course, but deeper than that, too. You may find, in looking back at this stargazer, you feel a thrumming sensation within you. Vibrations emanating from your very core, all across your body, all at once. A mysterious, sympathetic resonance to something powerful. Something vast. Something that has turned its attention directly onto you. Into you. Astronomer Carl Sagan once said, "We are made of star stuff." So perhaps this harmonic resonance isn't so mysterious after all. Everything that lies within this entity lies within you, waiting to be seen, waiting to be known, activated by this cosmic perception. Follow where this resonance leads, if you dare. Stay here in front of this painting and let it unfold. For like recognizes like. It will bring the truth, the reality of things, out of the shadows, where it cannot be hidden from the one who watches, the one who waits. Neither will it be hidden from you. So ask this, and answer it honestly. Do you want to truly know yourself? Can't shake the feeling that you're being watched? Does the idea of a vast cosmic entity perceiving every aspect of who and what you are make you feel on edge? If the answer is yes, and you want to escape all sensory inputs, consider a brief jaunt into our anechoic chamber. Please note that this is not the same thing as our sensory-friendly quiet spaces. Those are located throughout the estate for anyone needing a break from all the stimuli that our collection provides. The anechoic chamber is a true quiet room, one where no sound, or anything else really, can enter. In fact, the soundproofing treatment is so advanced that you will actually experience negative decibels. What does that mean? Well, inside the chamber, you may hear the beating of your own heart, the expansion and contraction of your lungs as you breathe, every mouth sound as you absently chew your lip. Some say, if you could hold out long enough, you might even hear the very turning of the universe as it expands outward farther and farther until all returns to the void. As mentioned before, you are made of star stuff. Why would that part of you not make itself known when the rest of you does? For the record, the Godfrey Estate does not recommend staying inside the chamber for that long, and in fact enforces a strict time limit. This limit was enacted after too many people began emitting the staticky sounds of cosmic microwave background radiation. Give it a try today, if you dare. We certainly promise you quiet, though peace is debatable. Out of Order, 1991. Artist unknown. Metal, glass, plastic, paper, and various unknown materials. Though the exterior walls of this structure say telephone booth, and by all outward appearances it seems to be one, it is not. Peer inside through the glass panes, and you will see this lie perpetuated by the presence of a payphone mounted on the back wall, and a large floppy book resting beneath it. The name of this piece is also a lie, at least in the superficial meaning you may have assumed. The sign that hangs upon the door, bearing the words "out of order," does not reference the piece's functionality. On the contrary, it works just fine. No, the sign from which this interactive installation gets its name reveals the very essence of the thing, albeit indirectly. Step inside if you wish to learn more. Quite brave of you. But don't worry, this piece requires deliberate activation on your part for any of its effects to occur. And speaking of, the previously mentioned book beneath the phone? Pick it up and open it. As you turn the pages, you will find them blank at first, but soon enough, ink will populate them with letters and numbers, the dark substance weaving out from the spine of the book through the fibers of the paper. One by one, you'll flip through more of those pages, trying to make sense of these words and phone numbers as they fill the book in wave after wave. For the phone numbers are clearly that, even if you don't recognize to whom they belong. Even if you can't look at any one of them for more than a moment, your eyes sliding past them like oil on water. The words that accompany them, though, those may take longer to piece together. Not the words themselves, but their context. But this installation usually provides a few clues to orient the person experiencing it. Look for bolded numbers and words as you peruse the pages. Examples of phrases you might spot can include, "My 7th birthday, on the patio," or "Graduation dinner, corner booth in the back," or "Beside Nana's grave, the day of burial." In short, milestones, for good and ill, and the conversations held therein, bolded to help you find them, yet listed in no discernible chronology. In this aspect, you have found truth in the work's title, hidden behind its seeming lie. These bolded instances simply flag major tentpoles in your life, but that does not mean these are the most significant moments in your life. You alone can assign weight to them. You alone know the value of every moment of your life, all listed here in a jumble before you. Some conversations bolded, most of them not. every one of them waiting to be revisited. All it takes is a phone call, if you choose to dial the corresponding number. Which moment will it be? Which snapshot of your life would you choose to re-listen to? Whose voice? What kind of memory? Whatever you choose, if you choose, make your decision carefully and know three things about this installation. First, calling a number will play the audio for the corresponding conversation or moment in time exactly as it happened. No lies or tricks or embellishments. Second, you may only listen. You cannot contribute to or change the conversation. Third, this installation will only work for you once. Any additional attempts will yield a busy signal, no matter how long you wait or which number you dial. And in such a moment, any remaining lie in the title circles back around to the truth. So, is there a number you'd like to call?
Thank you for listening to the Godfrey Audio Guide. This episode was written, produced, and performed by Nicole Knutson, with sound design and editing by James Ferrero. It was produced on unceded Tongva and Chumash territory. Enjoying your trip to the estate? Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And consider telling a friend about us, or two, or three, or everyone you know. For information on episode transcripts, ways to support the show, and where to follow us online, please visit our website, thegodfreyaudioguide.com. Until next time, friends, see you back at the museum.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.